Welcome to this segment of the ID Element. I'm here today with Caleb Baker, and Caleb is going to give us a drill down into our SAML interop story with Geneva Beta 2. So Caleb, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right, sure. So I've been Microsoft for a little over 10 years now. Started out of college, working in the Active Directory team, kind of near the tail end of the Windows 2000 ship cycle. I was mostly working on our internal test production environment that, you know, for self-hosting, and that was a really good experience in terms of getting some feel for, you know, some of the pain IT admins experience using enterprise-level software. I definitely carried that experience with me. And then after that, I started working on the Active Directory migration tool, ADMT, and that was mostly around restructuring NT4 domains into Active Directory forests, or doing Active Directory restructuring. And kind of the really interesting part there was thinking about identity. And, you know, it helps me out in my current job, thinking about if you have a user account in a particular domain and you want to maintain that same user account in a different domain, maintaining access, you have to worry about things like SID history and ACLs and all the complexities there. And that kind of got me interested in a lot of these issues. So then when I saw Kim Cameron talking about, you know, the early days of info cards, that interested me, so I definitely wanted to get into that project. So I started working on InfoCard and, you know, now CardSpace, pretty much at the start of that development cycle and throughout V1. And now I'm working more broadly on Geneva, on CardSpace Geneva, Geneva Framework, and the Geneva server, doing some end-to-end scenario testing and interop validation.
Okay, great. So this interop validation, can you give us a little bit of background on the broader interop story with respect to the work that you specifically did in relation to getting Geneva Server Beta 2 out the door?
Sure. So then just kind of like the higher level thing in terms of the protocol interop, right? Part of the vision of the identity meta system is that we have this, you know, identity layer that you can plug in your applications or your identity providers. And really, the average developer doesn't need to know any of this stuff. They don't need to worry about it. They don't need to worry about if, you know, one identity provider is written by one vendor and application is written by someone else and what the protocols are that go between it. You want something that's going to abstract that out. And that's really a goal of Geneva Server, to be able to come in and provide that layer of abstraction. And that's where a lot of this interop work centers around. And, you know, ADFS V1 had WS Federation protocol, and now with Geneva Server, we still have WS Federation. We've also added the SAML passive protocol, and we have WS Trust scenarios. Now, really, for Beta 2, we've added a lot more SAML support. We had a little bit in SAML 1, some scenarios with Geneva Server running in an IP role, but now we've added Geneva Server in the service provider role. And so, service provider, we switch terms here. For those more familiar with WS Federation, call it an FP, FPSDS, or WS Trust, we talk about RPSDS, but since this is mostly SAML, I'm going to talk about an SP, and I'll come back to this and explain it a bit more on the whiteboard in a little bit.
Okay, great.
But anyway, so we've added that SP support in Geneva Beta 2, and, you know, so then we actually want to validate it with other partners. And particularly, I worked with Sun, with OpenSSO, and the Sun engineering team, which was great to work with, and verifying that we could have Geneva Server in the IP role or the SP role, and OpenSSO, you know, working alongside with Geneva Server.
Right.
And then also spent quite a bit of time with the Nobel team, with Access Manager, and verifying the same thing, the SAML protocols are working. And in addition, I mean, we have broader efforts too. Last week, we were at TechEd, and we showed on stage some interop with WS Trust and SAP's NetWeaver.
Yeah,
so, you know, really,
nice.
It's a very broad effort, and it's going to continue on throughout the rest of the Geneva ship cycle. It's fun to work with partners and really dig into it.
And were there some white papers that came out of this?
Yeah, amazingly enough, there were. So for both the Nobel and the Sun interop efforts, there were white papers that were published. And you can find those up on the Geneva site, and Donovan said he'll be able to add a couple of links to the notes on here, so I'm sure you can get straight to them. That gives more detail about what we actually did in those interop.
Okay, well, that's great, and I will provide those links with the video. The architecture that you use in the testing, as far as from the Geneva server side, and can you describe that architecture and do a little whiteboard for us here?
Description of what we did. Just kind of, reintroducing the players. Anyone who's worked in this space has seen this diagram several times. But you have your client, and in this case, this is just a browser, since we're using passive protocols, which are being handled through HTTP. And I have a RP application. And in a little bit, I'm going to show you a demonstration. And the RP application in that case will be Geneva Framework. And in that case, we're going to have WS Federation as the protocol here. And then this application relies on an SP. This is back to that point about SP or RPSDS or FP or whatever you want to call it. This is SAML terminology, so the service provider. And that service provider will then use an identity provider, STS. And this hop, where the service provider gets a token from the identity provider, is going to be using the SAML protocol. And then Geneva server here will do a protocol transition and return the identity information using WS Fed to the application here. Now in the interop testing, this is where we like switched around and had different players. So when Geneva server was the IP, then we'd have the Sun OpenSSO with the Java app, or if it was, Novell and we were doing the scenario with Geneva server as the SP, then Novell would be the identity provider in that case. Now just in terms of the support that we have in Geneva Beta 2, what we've added is there's different SAML bindings, and I'm definitely fairly newbie in this area, so I know there's more experts out there in SAML than me, but I'll give my best explanation of what's going on. So there's a few different bindings, and the bindings specify how the requests and the response are handled. So you can have a redirect request where from the service provider to the IP, the request is made in a redirect where in the query parameters it has the request information. Another way of doing a request is through a post body that can be sent to the IP. And then the IP can respond in, we have three different ways supported in Geneva Server Beta 2. There's a redirect response, post response, where it's just sent back in the body of the post. Or there's also an artifact binding, where in the query parameter, there's an artifact, which is basically just a handle to a token. So that's sent across in the query parameter. And then the SP will make a SOAP call to do artifact resolution and retrieve the entire token there, which might be useful in cases where you have a particularly large token or you want to call that out of band. And then in all of those cases, that token's returned back to the calling application. So that's kind of the layout that we're working with.
Okay, very good. Well, let's go ahead and drill down into this now and see how to set this up specifically with Geneva Server.
Okay. All right. So now I'm going to give a demonstration on how to set some of those options that we were just talking about. I'm starting out here on the Fabricam SDS, which in this demonstration is going to be the identity provider. I'm going to show Geneva Server on both sides here, just to show the configuration from a Geneva Server perspective. The first thing I'm going to do is add a reliant party. So this is connecting up our identity provider to the SP. I'm going to configure this using Federation metadata. I have my machine name here that I'm going to paste in. And this will do resolution of Fed metadata to Contoso. And in the Federation metadata, it contains endpoint information about that identity or the SP. Okay? So I've done that configuration. Here it's popping up the policy rule editor where I can specify which claims I want to send to this SP. I'm going to use a predefined rule, which is to source the information from Active Directory. If you haven't already watched Jan's talk on the ID element, I highly recommend it to understand this feature much fuller. Policy language is really a great addition to Geneva Server. All right, so I'm going to source from the user account store, Active Directory. I'm going to use SAM account name as the LDAP attribute, and I'm going to send that as the name claim type. Save that rule. And we can take a look at the properties that were configured from Fed metadata. You can see here on the endpoints tab, it specifies all the endpoints that were picked up. That there's the Fed passive protocol endpoint, and then there's also the post, artifact, and redirect binding endpoints for the SAML protocol that we had talked about earlier. Now, kind of the interesting thing here is these are actually all to the same physical endpoint. It's come up a couple of times where it's confused people that the VDER name is Federation Passive, but that actually handles the SAML protocol responses as well. All right, and the one other thing that I'm going to do is add a primary claim type. This sets the name ID in the token that's going to be produced and is commonly set when using the SAML protocol. And the name ID type could be transient or persistent. If you're going to use one of these types, you'd also want to set up a corresponding policy rule for generating the value. Okay, so that's the configuration on the IP side. Now I'm going to go over on the SP on Geneva Server and do the required configuration. In my Fabricam STS name there, do add identity provider. And this time, instead of using the Federation metadata, I'm just going to go through and manually do the steps to kind of illustrate what's going on here. So I'll name it Fabricam and use the default Geneva Server profile. On this next page, I'm being asked if I'm going to use a passive protocol, and I can check to do both, you know, WSFed or SAML. And here I just want to do the SAML. So I'll check that and provide the URL that would have been provided from that Federation metadata. This is also Federation passive, is the VDER. And then I need to configure an identifier. That's the issuer name that'll be recognized. And the default is just the for Geneva Server, the default is the machine name and trust. Okay, and I have a signing certificate conveniently set on my desktop. Usually this is kind of the hard part to configure, and really where using Fed metadata comes in handy. Okay, so then that configuration's done. I'm going to do the policy rule configuration step again. This time I'm getting the claim from the incoming token from the identity provider, so I'm just using a pass-through rule, where I'm going to pass through that name claim to the relying party. All right, so now my app's configured, or I've already configured my application to use this Geneva Server instance. So I'll go to my sample site. This is a Geneva Framework application, which I built pretty quickly using the templates. If you're interested in the Geneva Framework development, I definitely suggest the identity training kit that the DPE recently released. I've heard great things about it and have played with it some. It's pretty nice. Okay, so this is on the Contoso STS side, and you can see here that in the query parameter, this is WS Federation with WA sign-in request, WT realm, and this has gone to the Contoso STS. Now I'm going to select Fabricam as my identity provider, and I'll be sent to that site. And now that I'm at Fabricam, you can look and see that a protocol transition's occurred, that now there's a SAML request being made. So I can log on to my identity provider. Authenticate, and I'll generate a token once I authenticate. All right, and then that's sent back to the SP, which generates a token for the calling application. You can see that it's passed through administrator as the name here. All right, now just to dig into a little bit more of the configuration settings for the SAML protocol in Geneva Server, I'm going to open up that identity provider policy that we had set up. And you can see that it had defaulted to a redirect binding. So this means that the request that we're going to make from to the IP is via redirect. And we saw that in the query parameters when we looked at that, the request made to the IP. So I'm going to edit that and I'm going to change, I really want to make a request via post. So I can just open that up, select post instead, apply the change, and I'm going to re-access my application. So now when I re-access my app, the Geneva Framework FAM is going to cause me to be redirected to the STS, since I don't have a cookie set on that application yet. All right, so now I'm at the STS. I'm going to go through the same step, where it's WS Federation to the STS. I'll redirect to Fabricam. And you can see that there's no query parameters set now. And that's because the request is actually in the post body. Okay? And log on as administrator, and I'm signed on to the app. So now the other part of this dance, we just saw how to choose, you know, the different bindings for the request, but then there's also the bindings that can be used in the response. So if we go and look on the Fabricam STS, or IP, and look at the SP policy, back on the endpoint node, you can see that the configuration from Federation metadata has set the default value to use post when the SAML protocol is used. But you could go in here and you could select a different default to use artifact resolution or redirect. These are grayed out because we're picking up the preferred binding from Federation metadata. But if I disable using Federation metadata, apply that change, I can go back over and I can set, you know, for example, artifact as the default. All right, now there's another thing that we found during interop testing. Even though Geneva server defaults to the mode where the request does not specify a protocol binding that it would want in the response, and instead that response is picked up from a pre-configured policy at the IP, there is an optional parameter protocol binding that can be specified in the SAML request, which specifies which sort of binding should be used in the response. And we needed to use this in order to get some of our interop testing working. And the way that we implemented this is by adding a PowerShell option. Now I'll just take a quick look at this. So this is the PowerShell command. And this first bit here, what it's doing is it's returning the Fabricam policy. And actually, I'll just demonstrate that really quickly. You can see that when I do this query, it pulls the object back, and I have a reference to the Fabricam policy object. And then what I can do is I can pipe that into the PowerShell commandlet for setting identity provider information and specify the request parameter type. I'm using the value URL with protocol binding, saying that I'm going to specify a protocol binding, and then I should send the correct URL for that binding and the request. And then I can say that I'm requesting a protocol binding of artifact, or the other values here are post or redirect. So I can set that. And this is going to mean that in the request, it will specify that it wants a protocol binding of post for the response. So even if another default has been set, like the artifact binding, Geneva server will honor this and will still respond with the post. So those are just some of the ways that we've exposed control and the features of the SAML protocol in Geneva server for the beta 2.
All right, Caleb. So with that in mind, certainly there's more interop that's going to be going on, interop testing. What specific types of feedback are you looking for from the community?
Right, so we've, you know, implemented parts of the SAML protocol, as I've talked about, particular bindings, and, you know, the ability to configure some of these optional attributes like protocol binding. And really what's the most valuable from the community is, are there pieces missing that's breaking interop with, you know, applications that they've already developed, or with, you know, interoping with other partners, you know, solutions. Because ideally, when we ship, what we'd want is that you can pull in Geneva server either in the SP or the IP role and have it work seamlessly and easily within your existing environment. And, you know, when we're sitting here looking at protocol specifications and all the possibilities of things that could be done, you know, we can analyze those from a technical perspective, but it's often hard to actually figure out what people are really doing and what people really care about. So it's just very valuable information to hear from the community and people that are working in this space, you know, where Geneva Server isn't working for them, or, you know, if we are doing a good job. Because sometimes, too, we don't know how to interpret silence, right? That either no one's hitting problems because we've nailed it, or because they're just not responding. So
sure.
Really, it'd be great to get either feedback from people, and so that we can incorporate that into the, you know, future work on Geneva Server.
Okay, and I will go ahead and provide that forum URL again as
Fantastic.
Well.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, Caleb, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on this segment of the ID Element.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks.